you know, it's amazing what they do after Major League Baseball leaves. You know, they've been a minor league. And how creative and inventive are those minor league team owners? I mean, you know, in stadiums like
they
this.
They have to be.
Yes.
They have to be because, you know, fireworks night is huge. They'll do the bobblehead thing. And
yeah.
But, you know, they try and sell family fun compared to coming out watching minor leaguers who are going to make minor league mistakes. But it is a profitable venture if you do it right. I know the guy who owns our Memphis team has done really well. Well, when you win the whole thing, that helps.
Yeah.
And you have to be in a market where people appreciate it and understand what they're getting into.
No doubt about it. Mike Claiborne joins us, part of the broadcast team for the Cardinals. I've asked everybody, and we'll ask Mike Shannon tomorrow, you know, does this get mundane to you? It is a long season. You have to kind of, I would imagine, you know, treat it the way the players treat it in some regards to the broadcast. You know, you can't have the same energy level every single game from spring training all the way to the...
You know what you do? You look at the lineup and you say, well, I want to see this guy or I want to see this guy pitch. But, you know, the worst part is like the next to last day where pitchers and catchers arrive,
mm-hmm.
where all you're doing is seeing guys play catch in shorts.
Yes.
Then you're saying, okay, I can even do this. So, you know, you get tired of looking at that. And then you get to a point where, and we're almost there, where you're tired of seeing minor league guys who, you know, have no chance of making a ball club.
Right.
So the final 10 days is where you really pay attention because these are the guys that are either in competition for a job or you need to have them get off quick. And we're getting close to that, which I'm looking forward to that because you asked me a question in the break, what do you think? I don't know.
I know. We're going to get to that because you always say Flag Day. I get lectured, rightfully
Flag
so, by you every day.
Flag Day is more important this year.
But what to me is it, we can talk about a little, is I think Hard Knocks. I don't know if you watched the HBO series about the NFL camps.
Mm-hmm.
You forget the superstars. Forget the guys you know are going to make
right.
the team. Sometimes the drama and the true story is in the people you've never heard of.
No,
the guys
right.
that are down here on a borrowed paycheck and a car that doesn't work, you know, hoping with one last chance to still catch a dream, or maybe they're getting started for the first time. There is some excitement and drama. Around that.
Yeah, it certainly is. And we had a situation like that last year. John Brebbia had come into camp. He had been playing in the independent league, you know, and that's kind of like high, somewhere between high AAA and who knows what. And he found a way to catch an eye here. They sent him to Memphis, and then they called him up, and the guy never went back. And you see those stories. But one of the things that you see in baseball, I mean, these guys, because we've gone to the analytic age that they look at the numbers more than they do anything else. And sometimes you don't look at the player and see, does it, you know, because there's no measurement on heart and hustle. And sometimes you have to watch in order to make sure you're seeing a guy, does he fit in what we want out of him, should we call him up. So, yeah, there's some interesting stories that take place like that.
All right, tell me about the Cardinal way and what that means in 2018. You know, I mean, it's amazing mm-hmm. how fast the world has changed in 10 years, 5 years, 2 years. You know, is that tradition still the same in 2018?
It was dormant for about 3 years, and now they're trying to revive it. You know, the Cardinal way is what you would say how to play the game, and that means accentuating the fundamentals, moving runners along, running to the right base, throwing to the right base, how you carry yourself, how you wear the uniform. And then it goes all the way up to upstairs in general management, where how do you value a player? How do you asset a player? You know, how do we structure contracts? You know, how do we develop players as far as, you know, we have a guy, he's our director of development. And he does everything from monitor sleep studies to diet, to, you know, how guys, you know, maintain their stamina level. I mean, it's a very important cog to what baseball is all about. You know, the Cardinals implemented that. They were one of the first to do that. The first was the Vancouver Canucks. They did it. And then they, because they travel more than any other team in professional sports in North America, the Cardinals have done it. And then they were the first ones to really implement the analytics that we see today. And they had all the algorithms and everything else before everybody else, or at least they were willing to implement it. Joe Maddon made a good point to me last year. He said, hey, you know, the Cardinals were first with a lot of that stuff. He said, now we all got it. So now it's up to the Cardinals, which is one of the reasons why I think John Mozeliak was made president of operations to give himself more opportunity to have a greater vision on what's next. because the more you stand by the side of the road and watch the game be played, the more you find yourself never getting on the road and moving forward. And I think that's where the Cardinals are now. But there's a lot of things that they have. The tradition of winning and competing is I think, first and foremost, which is why so many people over the last couple of years, what the heck is going on?
You right. know?
And I'm out of excuses.
What about the changing in coaching staff?
Huge. I don't think there's a bigger thing that's taking place this year to me. And I know we went out and picked up Ozuna and we had some new players. But the impact that Okendo and McGee and Mike Maddox will have, I think, is worth a few more wins compared to being responsible for a few more losses. They're going to make people accountable. And that's what we didn't have as much of. These guys know how the Cardinals are supposed to play. And because they both have managed or coached some of these kids in the minor leagues, there's a lot of familiarity. And I don't want to forget Mike Schilt, who is the bench coach, who has managed just about every guy who's on this roster has come through the organization at some level or another.
Are you surprised when they let Lindquist go?
No. Lilly was a guy who I think had taken him as far as he could go. I think that he, like a lot of other coaches, are at a crossroads on how much they want to embrace analytics. And if you don't want to embrace it, then you probably won't have a job.
All right, at the end of the day, we can talk coaches all day long. We can talk Matheny. We can talk Gersh. Yeah. We can talk Mozeliak. You know, they're going to make decisions, not going to make decisions. Players got to play.
Yes.
And, you know, it seems to me in athletics, and you're good friends with Bob Gibson. Bob Gibson wouldn't have any of this. You know, Bob Gibson wouldn't have, like, you know, let's be chummy with the other side. No. Let's make sure we make sure the snowflakes are taken care of in this very millennial way. Bob Gibson would say, no
let's
way.
All go down and watch a guy throw a bullpen.
Exactly.
Right.
So I ask you the same question I asked Dale or Kevin or Brett about or in broadcasting. We see these kids coming in today, and there's a different mindset and a different,
yes.
you know, altogether. I look at the Patriots. To me, the Patriots in the NFL seem to be very much like the Cardinals. They had a culture that was just going to run top to bottom. You don't like that culture, but you know what that culture does? It wins.
Yeah.
And now there's more of a jealousy towards that thing than a respect.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
where in the old days you'd say, man, that clubhouse, that organization, they know how to win, and I want to be a part of that no matter how hard the sacrifice is, because that's the way you do it to win. That has changed. How do coaches, you know, deal with younger athletes that maybe don't buy into that?
You know what? That's a great question, because I don't know if we've ever seen a greater transition in the youth of sports than we are watching today. You know, they all have to be baby. Jose Okendo and I were talking about this back in January. He said, you know, when we were coming up, if a coach wanted you to move over to a spot, he'd grab you gently by it. Come on, I want you to stand here. Now, you've got to put your arm around the guy and tell him what a good player he is, and we're going to go get ice cream when this is over with, and making sure that his parents are happy. It's changed so much that I don't know how some of these guys do it.
Yeah.
Because especially with them coming from a different generation.
Well, it seems inverted, right?
Yes.
Bob Gibson made hardly any money,
yeah.
but did all the hard work.
Now
they're making
guys,
all the money, but don't
want
to do
well,
the
hard
work.
Well, they think they're working.
Yeah.
You know, I got a personal trainer, I got a chef, and I'm working out, I'm at the gym. Which brings me to this question, and no one can answer it. You're bigger, you're faster, you're stronger, you're better fed, you rest more. Why do you need so many days off?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Ripken's record is safe because, you know, these guys always, you know, think, I got to get a day off my legs. They're running this too much or this or that. Well, wait a minute. I thought you guys were bigger, faster, stronger. I thought you guys had the state-of-the-art training facilities and you're not tougher because there is no gym for toughness. And that's the one thing that I think we see in sports and sometimes you throw up your hands. Sometimes you just say, well, that's what it is. And it's really hard. Sometimes it's really hard to see it. And you see it. You guys, I'm sure, see it on the youth level on how it has become. And then when they get to this level, it's a, you know, guys throw. Yeah, Bill Parcells was here the other day. And we were talking about coaching. And Bill's, I think, 75. And I said, you think he could go? He said, no chance could he. He said, oh, I can coach. But I can't coach these guys because I don't have the methods and the tools to get to them.
All right, we're going to take a quick break back with Mike Claiborne live from spring training with the Cardinals in Jupiter, Florida. Stay tuned.
If you're looking for a bank with a metric boatload of cool features like mobile bill pay, debit and credit card monitoring phone apps, and amazing loan rates, then you should take a look at Staley Credit Union. Because it turns out the best bank in town isn't a bank at all. So take a digital stroll over to staleycu.com to learn more. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice, proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
However, we could see 3 inches of snow by tomorrow.
Illinois weather, you gotta love it. But I have to say, with summer just around the corner, I'm looking forward to finally selling my home and getting my dream home.
Great idea, but why wait till summer when your home will have to compete with so many other homes? You should list it now.
That makes sense, but who should I list with?
Well, Brink Otter's the obvious choice.
You know, I figured that, but I've never really researched it.
Yep, Brink Otter takes part in 2 real estate transactions every day of the year. No other company can come close.
Wow.
I know, and armed with the latest research and tools, their agents know this market and know how to get your home sold.
That's reassuring. I think I'll call Brink Otter today.
Brink Otter and Associates has been helping people sell homes for over 50 years. Lean on their experience and expert knowledge to take you from for sale to just sold. Brink Otter and Associates. Connect with an agent today at BrinkOtter.com.
Just Flooring is just the place for your outdoor, home, or business flooring needs. Hardwood, ceramic, carpet, or laminate, they have it all and offer financing and furniture movers to make the project just right for your budget and your timeline. Locally owned with over 38 years of experience, they are your Decatur area floor covering specialists. Plus, they were voted the #1 flooring company in 2016 by Herald and Review's Reader's Choice. Stop by their showroom at 2904 North Oakland Avenue or see their selection online at justflooring.net.
This is Myers & Company live from Roger Dean Stadium for Cardinals spring training. Broadcast presented in part by Dale's Self Lake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs.
Back here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, where it is a beautiful day. Mike Claiborne with us, Kevin Burhaney and Brett Jurger. You guys jump into the conversation, ask Mike anything you'd like. I get to talk to this guy every Tuesday all season long. Hopefully the season goes all the way to November.
Well, that's when I'm counting. Yeah. Then after November, I'm going to roll up to the Decatur and hang out.
You're always welcome.
Chase the farmer's daughter for a night or whatever. You know, see what happens.
See the boys at the Brass Horn?
Yes, I got to go by. By the way, that's one of the, you know, there are a lot of great clothiers in St. Louis. But they have kind of moved to the front of the line for me in their selection. I don't try and dress like my kids, and that's what some guys try and do. But they have things that are smart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
very
there's
classy.
Something to be. That's it. And how they found themselves in Decatur. I bet there's a lot of smart dressing people up there, don't they? They got to come down. Well, you're one of
them. You're looking at four of them.
Okay.
Hey,
right.
I got to ask you a question about spring training and mm-hmm. broadcasting. I was watching Mike Shannon and John Rooney here yesterday. And you are down here. Do you work on your style? I mean, is it like spring training for
yeah.
you to get ready for
yeah,
season?
Yeah, it is. Because when the season starts, I've got some scheduled games that I'll do. But there'll be some days where John's sick or whatever. So I come to the ballpark every day ready to do the game, whether I do it or not. But I got enough work. I have my own show, a pregame show. This year I'm doing Mike Matheny. Start a game and God knows whatever else happens between 9 innings. But yeah, for me, and we stream games, so I try and do is work on things that, you know, I'd like to be better at. But yeah, we have to do it the same way. Now, Mike and John, they can fall out of bed and do it. But I always want to be better than I was the last game.
You know, he said yesterday, he's very humble about it. And he makes it sound like just anybody can do this. And we both know that's just
yeah,
not the
you're
truth.
Right.
That's
yeah.
like when a great hitter says, well, you know, there's really not whatever. Mm-hmm. He has the hardest job, weaving all that together. It's the least dramatic. It's the least mm-hmm. sexy, you know, but it is the hardest. There's a few people left that can do that. And I don't know where the young people coming up. Maybe they're there. John insists there are. I don't know. But what he does is such a quiet talent that people just – he makes it seem so easy that everybody thinks it's
well
easy.
And I think that's the false hope that they have.
Yeah,
and it's just like what you guys do. Talk radio is hard. It's harder than they think. You know, I heard that guy, I can go in and do better than that. Okay, well, come on in, let's see what you got to do. Because there's so many things that happen before you say one word that they have no idea about.
Right.
They've never been on a show where maybe you had a guest schedule and something happens. Now you got to fill for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you can only read the weather report so many times.
Well, which is what it makes. We were just talking with John about Vin Scully. The fact that that guy called a baseball game by himself for decades and decades.
There was nobody
to
look around at. I mean, you know, but there are some guys, and that's a very small lane to drive in. They can do that are better. But that means he's so much better prepared.
Yeah.
Because he knows I've got to say it. But what I also thought he was good at, he would let the crowd kind of be part of the game. You'd hear, you know, he'd say something and somebody would have a home run or whatever. And he would even say, listen to this crowd. He would just ease back.
Let it breathe.
There you go. The one thing we don't do enough of in this business.
Well, I think that I blame SportsCenter and ESPN for that. Everybody wanted to get up there and get their own nickname and their own saying.
They got their
own. Yeah.
But there's nothing better to listen to you and Mike Shannon talk. I mean, you guys, what you say between bats or between innings is so much fun to listen to. You just feel like you know you guys because you're like two guys in a bar.
Well, we've been to a few, so that would certainly qualify. But and I appreciate you saying that because we are good friends, and we come across that way on the air where we like having fun. And, you know, when you're doing this many games and you have nine innings to work with, if you don't find a way to have fun in the middle of it, you're going to have a problem.
All right, we've got to take one last break. We'll come back to wrap things up with Mike Claiborne. I tell you, as a broadcaster, people don't understand, too, there's such a thing as chemistry, just like there's team chemistry. And being the guy that shows up not knowing if you're going to be on the air, being on the air, being people this body, that body, you don't realize how difficult that is, too, because people have rhythms and you don't want to step all over each other.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, sometimes that's a tougher thing than doing the exact same thing for 40 years because you got it down. So you guys do an amazing job. Look forward to hearing all the games on WSOY the rest of this season. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Sunshine today, highs near 35 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear and lows around 22 degrees. Friday, mostly cloudy. Highs will be around 40. A little bit warmer on Saturday with partly sunny skies and highs near 47 degrees. It is currently 25 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This is Dwayne Noland. As someone who spent over 30 years with government, I know what people in Macon County expect from the leaders we entrust with our tax dollars. We want government that is efficient, effective, and transparent. That's Samantha Murray. Samantha has a record of public service. She's focused on serving you with efficiency, making bureaucracy effective, and promoting transparent government. She's a working mother who knows the importance of always putting people before politics. Samantha Murray has a vision for innovating services, and I know she will make serving you her number one priority as Macon County Clerk. Take my word for it. Samantha Murray is the efficient, effective, transparent candidate we need as Macon County Clerk. On March 20th, please join me in voting for Samantha Murray.
I'm Samantha Murray, and this ad is paid for by Friends of Samantha.
Hello, this is Glenn Pritchard. It was a great honor to represent you in Congress. J.B. Pritzker has been the strongest supporter of early childhood education to help our kids get a good start in school. He's paid for programs to feed thousands of poor children, and he's created thousands of good-paying union jobs. Please join me in voting for J.B. in the Democrat primary on March 20th.
Paid for by Illinois Democratic County Chairs Association.
I'm John Butts, running to be your sheriff. In my 28 years in the sheriff's office and in my education and training, I have seen firsthand the need to serve with integrity, accountability, and compassion. The sheriff's office is a big one. 160 employees and $15 million of your dollars. My degree in law enforcement, my studies at the FBI Academy, and my experience in making tough decisions has prepared me for this challenge. But I need you. I'm asking for your vote on March 20th. Please vote for John Butts for sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butts for sheriff.
Byers & Company, live from Florida for Cardinals Spring Training. Broadcast presented in part by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry.
Don't forget the countdown to opening day with Heinkel's. Today we're giving away Heinkel's Hickory Smoked Bacon. You can go to the Nauticator Facebook page to get a chance to win tickets to opening day. And then don't forget the J.L. Hubbard Team Soy Ticket Window. We'll be giving away tickets all season long. Every one of the Cubs card series, because it makes that's a mandatory must for local Central Illinois fans. Even the Dale Coleys of the world wouldn't mind winning one of those. You tell me Flag Day every year. You only got a couple of minutes left. Yeah. You're about 3 minutes left. Flag Day is important, but what are you looking to take away over the next couple of weeks before this regular season begins?
Continuity.
Yeah.
You know, you got some guys that are going to hit different. We don't know if Carpenter's going to be ready. You got a bullpen that a good pitcher, maybe three, won't make the ball club. But you need to have more continuity, and I'm looking for that. We've got to start playing guys more and playing them longer in order to find out just what we have, where they get into a rhythm. You know, sometimes guys can take this a little too casual. Oh, I only need 20 at bat. Well, no, maybe you need 25. Maybe you need to stay through seven instead of leaving after five. And this team isn't good enough to take time off. They need to get out and find the continuity early. I mentioned Flag Day because this team has so many question marks. And you look at the Cubs and you look at Milwaukee and you ask yourself the question, can we catch these guys? Well, we can, but it won't be because of what you see in April. You know, this team is going to have to gradually evolve into being a more competitive team once guys find their role. And I think pitching, we talk so much about our young pitching. Yeah, but they're going to have to pitch. And you have to figure out, is Adam Wainwright the guy that can help you or hold you back? He pitched really well yesterday, but I'm of the belief you can't trick big leaguers every fifth day. You better be able to do some other things. So there's a lot of questions to be asked, but they can be answered in a positive tone with time. But you got to be patient.
20 seconds. What did we get from Wainwright yesterday? What did you see?
I saw better control. I saw him use his mind more and how he kept guys off balance. And that's good, but he's going to have to do a couple other things in order to be successful throughout the season.
Mike Claiborne, you're the best.
Always a pleasure. Say hello to all my friends back in Decatur.
All right, look forward to the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne each and every Tuesday morning throughout the entire regular season and hopefully into the postseason, presented by Jigger Pediatric Dentistry. We thank J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, Dale Southlake Pharmacy, and Coley's Corner Drugs, along with Jigger, for sponsoring our spring break broadcast over the 3 days. We'll be back with you bright and early, 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And if you missed any of the show today, including Hall of Famer Rick Hummel. How about that? That was a fun interview. All the podcasts are available on Nauticator.com, the Nauticator Facebook page, the Nauticator Twitter feed, iTunes Store, anywhere you find your podcast, we're there. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Have a great day.